Before this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh yeah, don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with grave diggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took the sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving brain dimples, dragging their ass on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops, cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element, two or tops. First I'll assassinate him, and then I cremate him, then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate him. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give you access to the Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil djinn. I realized my ideas has spawned for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being soaking wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restrained in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sold my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when the minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my arm off and made an escape.
Explanation.
Into the realms of understanding, and take good heed, or you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hiss the pals. Path is dull and narrow, you stalk by a shadow. I pierce your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could enter at a time. Stuck in the center, read the signs. A thousand doors to choose, you better hurry. Don't stop, getting hot as a pot of curry. On your right side, there's fire. Your left, deep waters. Watch your step, there's deep waters. What's that coming through the floor? Is a claw. Psh, took it to the floor. Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner. Then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, ha, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts that bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers.
Guilty. Next case.